United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe Bruce Wharton, one of three panelists at the NED event titled The Challenges of Democratization and Economic Recovery in Zimbabwe, dismissed an Arab Spring-like revolt in Zimbabwe despite the country's political and economic hardships, citing the population's high level of education and strong religious belief. Wharton further said he was optimistic because Zimbabwe was in a very slow generational transition from a generation of men and women who fought against the minority government in the 1960s and 70s to a modern, pragmatic and less didactic group of people who are coming behind them.
I do not think that Zimbabwe is likely to see the sort of mass violence that has plagued other parts of Africa, partly because of education, partly because of social values of the people of Zimbabwe, partly because of the fabric of religious belief in Zimbabwe. I think these are all forces that will tend to hold society together rather than drive it apart.
Wharton attributed part of Zimbabwe's problem to the caliber of the country's politicians, whom he says are more interested in it as a way of living, to pay their bills and get nice cars, than protecting the people. Academic and SAPES Trust Chair Ipo Mandaza, also a panelist, too expressed optimism for Zimbabwe, but described the last 10 years as tumultuous but filled with incorrigible optimism.
Zimbabweans are known for their resilience and incorrigible optimism. And this is what brings us here, that while we describe as we should and acknowledge as we should that the country is in a political and economic crisis, we also want to believe that there are prospects for democratization, which is taking place, that there are prospects for economic recovery, which may not be too evident.
But he questioned Zimbabwe's ability to reform under the current leadership.
We had a constitution which was adopted in 2013, a new constitution, by no means perfect, but it does provide, in very important respects, the basis for the separation of powers, an accountable executive, a robust legislature, and a fiercely independent judiciary. It also outlines in great detail the need for national institutions which buttress and propel the democratic process.
Mandaza, who is part of a movement called the National Convergence Convention with Bishop Sebastian Bakare, advocates for engagement with the 50% of Zimbabwe's skilled professionals now living in the diaspora. Businessman and consultant Shingi Munyeza, who was also part of a business delegation from Zimbabwe that is currently on a fact-finding mission to the U.S., said while prospects for an economic turnaround are high, concern over the lack of liquidity in the formal sector exists. Munyeza said the adoption of the U.S. dollar as a currency of exchange has plunged the country into a crisis because goods and services are more expensive than from South Africa.
Government has been addressing the debt issue with the multilateral agencies up to now. I think the Minister of Finance has been back and forth in New York, Washington, and trying to deal with these issues. There's also a need to normalize relationships with the West so that the perception of risk, the country or sovereign risk that Zimbabwe is purported to have, will be reduced so that we have more trading lines and trading partners there.
Mandaza said he and his partners in the National Convergence hope to raise $10 billion that will go toward debt relief, education and other programs that could help jumpstart the country's economy.